and you'll treat them accordingly. If you believe that they're saints, then you'll call them into that destiny. And I think that's what your metaphor is about, thinking.
Yeah, I'm there with you.
Yeah, good.
Huh? All right, who's next? What? Okay, back here.
Thank you. Love what you're saying about kingship and all of that and kissing frogs. See, we're from the UK. You're from the States, and it's like, we should really get it, you know, being part of a kingdom and all that. But I think we feel quite impoverished. And my question is, do we have to do the LDP to really get this? Not that we're not prepared to do it, but is there something you can impart to us? You know, could you really impart something to us during this day? Is it possible to do that by impartation from, you know, where you are? Because we feel impoverished and really want so more of this to be able to move into that more and more in our areas.
Sure.
So that's the question.
The answer on my end is both yes and no. Yes, anointings can be imparted. Giftings can be imparted. Mindsets can't be imparted. But what can happen is an anointing for a certain lifestyle can be imparted, and the Bible teaches that the anointing actually teaches you. So yes, if people learn to follow the Spirit of God who is upon them and shows them how to change the way they think, the way they see, the way they approach life in general, the way they approach their giftings, their calls, all that, yes, you can definitely learn that way. But and we'll be laying hands on everyone tonight. But part of the huge thing is the way we think. I mean, that's our problem. That we just think inconsistent with the kingdom and we don't know it. Like Leif Hetland says, deception is so deceiving. we just don't know what we don't know. And so that's where being in a community of people, which is what LDP, or there's many other things you can do, but being in community with leaders, with other people that have the same commitment, the same heartbeat, being in community, you help to knock off the sharp edges on each other. And I don't mean in an abrasive way. I mean just in, you know, you find out, oh, I didn't even know I was thinking wrong about this till I heard that testimony. And then I realized, I've got to change the way I look at the pimp. I got to change the way I value this civil leader that has this sin going on in his life. And it's by being together with people that are also on the same journey. It just helps. It helps to complete the process in us. And to be honest, helps to speed it up. So.